Iron Man. Bloodthirsty.
Pacifist.
You're listening to the WoW Challenges podcast, the home of the Iron Man Challenge. And here are your hosts, Stone and Lita.
Hello and welcome to the WoW Challenges podcast. This is episode 159. Today is Saturday, March 23rd, 2019. I am your host, Lita, and Stone is still a rat bag.
Wow.
Yeah, there he is.
A rat bag. That's me.
Yeah. It is. It's not that bad. But I was thinking,
if somebody called me a rat bag, that I, like, if somebody, like, came by and said, "You're such a rat bag," I'd be like, "What the hell? Like, that's bad."
It's not necessarily nice, but you are at bat because you were being mischievous. And I was like, start the show. And you're like, you've been sick. You nearly caught me out. You nearly caught me. And then I was like, start the show. Anyway. Yeah. How are you? Good? Excellent.
Wow. I'm doing well. This morning, last night, I actually slept for like 10 hours. It's crazy.
Wow.
I woke up once at about 7:30 because that's my normal time to get up to bring the kids to school or get them started for school, you know, breakfast and all that. And then I was like, wait, it's Saturday. I'm going back to sleep.
Yeah.
And next thing I know, I open my eyes again and it's like 10 to 12. I'm like, what? Wow.
Nice.
Yeah. I went to bed about 1:30.
Yeah.
So over 10 hours. It's good. Right.
It's all right.
Yeah. I'll take
it. That's okay.
I think it's you can never catch up on your sleep that you've missed. But the last week, I've not been getting a lot of sleep. Right. So yeah. I think that was more of a, okay, you need a lot of sleep now, so go do it. And yay.
Yeah.
So I did. But.
Well, I normally catch up if I get sick, because that's when I'll actually sleep.
So I heard that you were sick. Tell us. I promise I won't cut you off.
It's nothing exciting. It's like vertigo and nausea and sick and stuff. It's not fun stuff, but yeah, it's just wiped me out for a couple of days. So,
you get that.
Mm. What?
Nothing.
Anyway. Okay, so let's get on with the show. Apologies that we are running late. Sorry about that, guys. And apologies when Nima couldn't make the show, so we'll reschedule her for another time.
Yep.
And so just apologies.
Well, it's not that she couldn't make the show. She had technical problems where the mic that worked literally sounded like poop. So it's okay because we want to make sure that you can hear her, right? Like obviously we want her on here to chat with her so we can hear her. But if you can't hear her well, then we can't have her on yet, right? So we're hopefully going to be able to tap on somebody's shoulders that we know to get us to help.
Possibly two.
Or two people to go and hopefully give her a hand that we can get her back on another day. So
because
I saw some of the stuff that she put down here. And it's like, I want to chat with her because she actually filled out the notes. And I'm like, oh, man. Okay. I'm sorry. I was reading. Yeah. I was reading some of her answers again. And I was like, okay.
No. Yeah. Don't read. Cause we need to. Wait,
I know.
Till she comes
I know.
I'm trying not to look at any of the green text. Cause of course it's all color coded. We're excited to we will get her back on and get these issues sorted. So these things happen.
Yes, it happens, and it's okay. She felt bad, and you know, we told her it's okay. Yeah. Don't worry. Things happen.
And Renee Murphy, there, sweetie, don't stress about it. It's okay. Yeah. We'll pull in our tech guys, people, peeps.
That are unpaid.
That are un- exactly. Exactly.
Okay.
So yeah. Anyway, other than that, you're right.
Nope.
What's you coughing? What did you do? That's right. Stone's just having a coughing fit.
I can't swallow. Apparently.
Okay. No.
Okay.
You're right. You okay?
Yep.
All right. It's all happening. Yes.
It's just another fact of, well, Taco beat you, Ezzy. Sorry. But.
Yeah. Well, I was going to say it, but when I saw your face of completely like, I was like, I better not make a joke right now, because if you pass out on me, I'm going to be sitting here going, I need to ring Carrie.
Well, I mean, pass out, she probably could hear like a gadunk downstairs and be like, what the hell was that?
Hopefully. Yeah.
But then she could just be like, eh, that's normal.
What's he?
Just leave him.
Exactly.
Just leave him.
Exactly.
Wow.
Mini cinnamon buns.
Hold on. A pizon.
What's a pizon?
It's a pizon.
The hell's that? Okay. Yes.
My seat wouldn't even be cold, and Taco would be jumping in to co-host with you. Right? I jump in and co-host with you. Wouldn't even be cold.
Council.
Yeah.
Ah, okay. Yes.
All right.
Calzone from Pizza Hut. Okay. Right. Well, you know, I'm sure we would have to lay you to rest, Stone. So, you know, just saying. Just. You just got to feel the love from everyone, Stone. They love you, but in a
you know what?
Different
I
levels.
Get enough crap in my guild. They are like on me all the time. All the time. They were saying you should get a punch from Carrie every time they cheered me on with one bit. So if we got 50 bits as a cheer, I should get 50 punches. What the hell? Wow. Hey, Stone and Lita. Michelle and I say hi, watching from my phone on the way from dinner with Nap and Lou.
Nice. Hey, Sarah and Michelle.
Baba,
thanks
eat
for
taco.
Watching.
You should get a punch.
Get a punch. I wish I could give him a punch right about now.
I'm just going to mute you.
Just saying.
Okay.
Yeah. Anyway. You're right?
Nope.
Do you want me to keep talking? Okay.
So this is not to... Oh, thank you, Zorts.
Hey, Zorts.
So on a more more serious note, this is a fact of my life now, and it's just going to get worse with what I've got. The swallowing thing is...
Thanks, Chris.
It's silly, so... Hey, I have radio experience. I could do an okay job. I think if you put a microphone
and
a camera,
Bob treats.
Wow. Anybody can do a great job at doing a podcast.
Anyone can do. Yeah.
Now, whether or not it's a super duper crazy experienced, like amazing podcast, it's different. Comes with experience. But some people with that kind of experience just don't do it. They don't leverage their experience.
that relax don't do it? Where do you want to go to it? Anyway.
I can't even look at you. I can't even look at you.
I can't help it. I can't. It's been stuck in my head.
Sorry.
Anyway. So let's get back on track. So, yes.
Stuck in your head, then stuck somewhere else, because...
What?
I don't know.
Anyway, how's your week been? Let's just go straight to how's your week been? How's streaming? How's all of that been? Have you had a good week? Question mark? Don't have face.
I was waiting for you to look.
Yeah, well, I've got to look over here, and I'm like, oh, now I just saw it. Yeah. Now I saw it on the big screen. Okay.
Terrible.
Yes.
Terrible. Okay. So my week. What? Like, yeah. Okay. I don't know. So I have notes, but I only added them just like right now. So we did teams with LB and Kevin, and we got our team to level 28. Apparently, we haven't run their team
for over... Oh, my God. You did teams with LB and Kevin?
Yeah.
Awesome.
Yeah.
Well, I thought that was not going to happen.
I didn't think so.
That's good.
But we haven't played for like a month, and because of that, Kevin lost all of his auctions.
No!
Because he never logged. Because he never logged back in to go check his auctions, and apparently it's been over a month, and anything that he got sold is gone, and anything that came back that didn't sell is gone. Great. Awesome. But I'm glad we actually played and we got to 28, so it's good. We're still in wetlands.
You got to 28.
And we went to Arathi Highlands we had to do the escort quest twice because somebody, Kevin, accepted the escort before I could turn in the quest, so it just began, and I didn't get the prompt to say, hey, you're on this quest, you want to do it too? So we had to do it twice. But the second time was fast, so because we had already kind of cleared everything out the first time. Mm. So it's fine.
Okay. Cool.
I did my bloodthirsty.
Congrats on 28, though.
Well, thank you. Well, thank you.
Stop it, creeper.
Oh, Lita. Okay, so I got my bloodthirsty to 54. Oh my god, it's gonna be one of these. Look at her. She's dying. She's blushing. She is.
I'm so gonna smack you so hard. Okay. Anyway, yes, you played your bloodthirsty.
We got it to 54. Wow. So
okay, well done. Yes.
I broke her. Yes. Well, I should have done that before we hit to go live on the show, because then you would have been like, oh, this is Lita. Okay, so I got my bloodthirsty to 54. Finally found some rares in Swamp of Sorrows and Blasted Lands. And because I said, well, I'm not going to Badlands anymore because they do not count as kills now. So I was like, screw it. So the focus is going to... Yeah, level 52. Oh. There were some that did count and some that did not. So I was like, you know what?
Yeah.
Done. So I... count as kills, but... count as kills and XP counting as XP and honor. So I was like, I'm not going to bother with that anymore. So I did Swamp of Sorrows and Blasted Lands, and that's where I'm going to focus on that. I might go check out Burning's Depths and Searing Gorge every once in a while just to see, but I think I'm going to keep around where I'm used to. I just like that I broke you just so quickly with two words. Olita.
Shut up, Stone.
Olita. Mm-hmm. All right. So yeah, during the week, I've been doing my normal charity stream, as you would know, as you might know, you mm-hmm. might not know. So I'm raising money to do my walk to end ALS, which the walk happens in June, but the last, this is the fourth year, 16, 17, 18, 19. Yeah. So the last, the previous 3 years I've done it, in May. And typically we're up against mm-hmm. like stuff, like a lot of the Saint Jude's stuff. And that's, it's really tough to raise money against them. You know, I don't want people to not give money to them, but you know, I want to try to at least make a certain amount for mine. So this year I wanted to do it earlier. So we decided to go all through March so I wouldn't die in one sitting. Right. Last week we got $11.78 in bits, which is great. Awesome. I mean, it's not as much as the first full week, which was like $31. It was crazy, but still it's like over 10 bucks in bits. Sure.
Anything's a bonus.
Absolutely. So. And especially now that we're past my $1,000 goal, I'm good. So we got donations from Cashbringer, Grenagus, Stealth Daddery. I have no idea who that is. The name sounds familiar. The name sounds familiar. I've seen it Twitch chat here and there, but it's not jumping out at me. LB, okay. Gustian, and Neff. And we have a new $2,500 goal. Okay, so we already have at 2,000. If we hit 2,000, you know, I'm gonna wear her pink Crocs as earmuffs. I don't know if I was gonna do it as like a podcast thing, or if it was gonna do it as like a stream thing. I'm not sure. but the other thing was that if we hit 2,000, Carrie's gonna let me swear for a minute, and then Carrie's like, "I will leave the room. You know, you just swear, and then you go do it." Right? Okay. So now she said, "Well, if you hit 2,500." I will sit there with you while you swear. And I'm like, oh God. But she did not promise she wouldn't punch me. So I could easily see that, you know, if we were to ever hit that amount, I could sit there, swear, and then right at the end, she'd be screen. Like.
I want full screen on that when that happens. Because, oh man, I would just want to watch her face in your face. And be like, do it. Mm-hmm. Smack him. Yes. Yeah. Anyway. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Nice.
Yeah.
So that's good. So you've got another goal.
Here's full screen for you. Okay. There you go. It'll catch it.
Oh, geez.
Well, I could zoom in.
Yes.
If you really want. But I'm not sure you can handle that.
Fine, it's okay.
Can't handle that.
But still, that's good. So, what are you at? Just over 1500.
$1,583.86.
Nice.
Yeah, we're
nice.
We've got, what day is it today? 23rd.
Thank you, everyone.
All the way through the 31st. I'm, you know,
so,
LB, actually, this is the second time he donated. I was like, dude, you already donated once. I mean, thank you, but you already donated once.
That's amazing.
Yeah. So he's donated twice. It's crazy.
LB's very sweet. Is there
lots of,
is this a bromance thing as well?
Oh, Jesus.
Cause you know,
Lita, why is everything gotta be a bromance with you?
Wow. Well, you know, because Zer's obviously busy with real life.
Can you stop? He's in the chat.
I know. Hey, Zer. You know that. I totally know. I've witnessed your bromance. Thank you very much. So, you know, it's okay. Not all of us are jealous. It's a very beautiful thing. So.
Jesus. a Canadian fundraiser. Thank you for donating. but don't donate. Yeah.
Nice.
I mean the other one is almost
Girl
like
Queen. The, hi.
Hello, Girl Queen.
Drive by hugging. Huggles.
Is like don't is like when you cast your ballot vote early and vote often. Right? So it's the opposite of voting early and often.
Yeah.
Right.
Okay.
You shouldn't be voting often
anyway.
In a democracy. Anyways. So
Vote for Taco for everything. I thought Taco had written vote for Taco bar everything. Cause the four is kinda in line with the microphone arm. So it looked like Taco bar everything. Anyway. Good week there, Stone. Excellent. Congratulations on your team and your Bloodthirsty and raising some money. Well done.
You're better than this.
No, I'm not. Anyway.
Okay.
What have I been up to? You ask.
Oh.
You just go cop. You're right. You do that. I'll just do it. It's all good. So I did play some tunes this week. So Passy Leader, my little rogue, my pacifist, hit 58. 58. Guys, I don't even know who I am. I've got a level 58 pacifist tune. That's like amazing. I'm still running around Dunmorrow picking Peace Bloom. I'm a Peace Bloom picker. I went there. Yeah, but other than that, I'm kind of like two levels to 60 if I make it. Because, you know, let's be realistic. I've still got to make it. So after 60, I don't know what I'm going to do. Because I'm like, I don't want to leave Dunmorrow. But I'm gonna have to.
So I will read
Fair's.
Yeah, you should read that.
Write up and yes, but I'm not looking. I'm not looking at it now because it's like I don't want to preempt and then do something stupid. So I just doing the daily. So I'm doing the cooking and fishing dailies. And Ironforge, what up with giving me the stupid go jump in the ice thing and be live bait?
It's terrible all the time.
And then I go to Stormwind and let's go do Rock Lobster. No. So then I had to go to Genesis and I'm like,
this is my Rock Lobster. Yeah.
Rock Lobster. It's a good song. Love that song. But it's just like, I'm forged to Stormwind over to Genesis. And I'm like, oh, okay, right. So mind you, just side note, oh my God, the Mage Tower for Alliance is amazing. It's just beautiful. Horde, but I do love my Horde side as well. Yeah. And I was like, I went there this week and I'm like, oh, look at all the shiny pretty. Yeah. Uh-huh. I was like, wow, they've done well. I still don't like the fact that I can't like port straight to old Darnassus. Like I've got to go to Honeydew, not Darnassus.
The Veil Shrine.
Yeah. I'm still like, guys. But at the same stage, then I can just go flying from Honeydew straight to Undusta and do my round.
Shavanger.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. So I'm like, yeah, I'll get used to it. Anyway, it's good. So
they are adding another portal, though, right? They are adding a Caverns of Time portal that's going to take you right down into the bottom of the Caverns of Time. Because they were like, okay, enough people were complaining about it that they're like, okay, we will have one down way at the bottom so you can go farm your mounts and stuff like that, which is good.
Oh, okay. Good. I hadn't heard.
Honestly, yeah. I think besides that, I think the only other one that I think I'm going to miss is the Shrine one. Is that, you know, because the Shrine, you could go, it was central, yeah. right? And you could decide right. whichever way go you wanted to go. Whereas now yeah. you're starting you at the starting Del. Area.
So. Yeah. And you can't do that now.
By Zerts.
So.
Did they take the portal out to Old Dal from the Shrine? Yes. So the only way to get to Old Dal is to use the portal room, because the new Dal portal room is actually not to New Dal, it's to Azuna. So that I think they did it like that so that you don't get confused between Old Dal and New Dal.
Yeah.
So.
But if you've got the ring, you should and be able to.
The portal to Ironforge.
Challenge.
The portal to Ironforge, they did say that that was a miss to not include the Ironforge one and the Thunder Bluff one. And they said that they were going to fix that before it came out. And it's not fixed. So I don't know what the deal there is.
Yeah. Don't know.
There was a Caverns of Time portal from Old Dal. Yes. That one is gone. Yes. But it will be coming back in the new portal room soon.
Well, there was a Caverns of Time from New Dal.
Yes.
From New Dal.
Yep.
Yeah.
Down in the bottom. Yeah.
Anyway, we'll wait and see. But I thought the towers, well, the Mage Tower and the portal room, I think Hordeside's called, both like look stunning, and I was mightily impressed. So we'll see. The other thing that I did last night was I did play some Bloodthirsties, and I actually sucked it up and I went, right, we're gonna play some big girls last night. So the Void Elf Warlock hit 56. Wow. And I did the Swamp of Sorrows, Blasted Lands. Mm-hmm. Every rare was up, bar one in Blasted Lands. I got all the rares up in Swamp of Sorrows. So I was like, hey, exciting. So that was good. So hence why I ended up doing the two levels, because I just kept pushing through the pushing through the normal. So she's at 2,059 kills. So, killed
are
a lot
you
of...
exclusively kind of going for rares, or are you killing everything, like everything
I'm hunting rares, but everything if I find something in between,
sure.
then
sure okay
yeah. I'll kill that. These girls are all about hunt rares first,
okay,
because once you hit level 60 and you get to Northrend, hunting rares becomes obsolete, so to speak. But I did play, so I played my Night Elf Hunter and she hit 63. So I've been Borean Tundra grinding on the mammoths, went, did some exploring in Borean Tundra, took on the guys that, you know, when you go down to the water and you kind of go into the mist and you get the mist around you and those guys appear. I can't think what they are. I killed where? Some of those.
Oh, in the Yep.
Bottom.
Yep.
Where the walrus people, where you normally pick up the walrus quest from the walrus guy and go down to the beach. So I did some of that, and then I went hunting. I went hunting for a rare, but I couldn't find anything in Borean Tundra. So I went over to Dragonblight, did some exploring in that, found Tuskamoth, the big, anyway, the rare, mammoth dude that pats like around Dragonblight.
That's what she said.
I thought
mammoth.
Yeah, yeah. Okay. Drop the trap, put everything, all the cooldowns. Let's do it. I tell you what, it hits hard. And got it down. There is no way I would tempt that without a hunter, if I wasn't a hunter. Because I just got it down. The next night, I went back over because I was because it was all grindy. It was back up. Completely stuffed up. Nearly killed my hunter right there and there. Completely stuffed up the pool. I don't even know what the hell I was doing. So that's the first. It went horribly wrong. And I ended up having to shadow meld at about 15%. It was not good. And gathered my thoughts, waited for all cooldowns, and I went, you're better than this leader. Come on, you know you kill him. And hit everything right and killed him the second time. But again, yes, it was like, yeah, it's if you're not on a hunter, there's no way I'd attempt that. So,
you are also wearing green gear, right? Yeah.
Right. Yes.
Okay. So.
Yeah, if I was
when you're past the level 60 range. Yeah. My thought was that the rares are not up nearly as often in Outland and Northrend as they are in Old World zones. Did you find that was the case where you don't really have a ton of rares up? Well,
there's normally only, I think the respawn, I'm pretty sure that there's only one rare up per zone at any time, or maybe it's two. Like they did a whole different for Outland and Northrend.
Yeah,
It became, one, you couldn't track it with NPC scanner. Two, because they changed the identity marks or the coding, whatever. So that's fine. You can make macros. Like, I've made macros and gone around and tried to do it with macros, but it's a pain in the butt, so I don't worry about it. There's a couple that in Northrend that I wouldn't touch with a 10-foot pole. Zoldyrak is the sentinel. Not even on a hunter. Don't touch that. He is nasty.
Okay.
The bear, the tiger, and the spider in Zoldyrak have been fine I've taken them on with both the warrior and the hunter. I just wouldn't touch.
Like at my all. Question is not more about, you know, whether or not you would try to kill these things. It's more, there's not nearly as many rares up as there are in classic zones.
There's only supposed to be one up.
To help you level one as quickly as you would when you're focusing on rares, right? So I'm worried that what will happen to me is that I'll get to level 60. And then I'll go to Outland or something, and then I'm going to go insane because I'm going to be getting so little XP from killing normal mobs. I'm going to do something dumb and die. Right. So,
well, I think it was Nisi had said, like the mammoths are good because they are yellow. So at least you're not putting yourself in an aggroed range. There are some red ones, but there's a lot of yellow. So sure. I've been like just like chain pulling, killing the mammoths, running sort of round and round and round. So, and again, like it's can become mind numbingly because all you're doing is killing. But again, if you're going to like watch DVDs or streams, whichever, it can take that edge off because you're not hunting the rares. So when you're hunting rares, you're kind of like, I'm gonna hunt the rares, let's go. But when you're just killing, you gotta kind of sit yourself down and just be like, okay, so for the next hour I'm just gonna kill, listen to my podcast, watch my program, whatever it is, and focus on just chain killing that through. So on the hunter, hasn't been a lot of rares for the last three levels because I've been in Northrend. So it's a lot of grindy. So she's at 3,849 kill.
Wow.
Which isn't too bad. But wait, there's more.
Oh,
I
God.
Actually hopped onto my human warrior. Now, this is a warrior that we started over a year ago. be over a year ago, yeah, for the contest. That was a year ago.
Well, it wasn't this past summer. It was the one before, right?
Oh, was it? Yeah. Oh, anyway, so it's been a long
year
time.
And a half, at least.
It's been a long time. She's still alive. She's still alive. I hit level 70 last night, yesterday. I forget how much I love the Prot Warrior. She just, I love it. Anyway, I take her up to Argent Tournament, and there's like the cultist dudes up on the rise. And I just chain pull and go nuts up there. It's fantastic. Just charge in, kill them. If I happen to pick up three, you know what? I'm all good. I don't make a habit, but I can easily kill three on the Prot Warrior. And she's at 10,360 kills. And that's all I'm done. I've given up even worrying about trying to hunt Raz on her, because again, Northrend and Outlands, it's just like
10,000 kills.
Yeah. So I'm just going round and round and round, and I'll probably be there for the next 10 level. I'm just gonna, it's just gonna be go round and round.
It's terrible.
And it's good. It's just like charge, kill, you know. It's fantastic. So I'm really happy I finally made level 70. My highest bloodthirsty ever. I'm so excited. Yay!
Congrats.
On a human warrior. So funny.
Anyway. Nisi, I'm gonna save that bit, Nisi, for when we read your part. So we'll save that, okay? Because that's just a big fat
kills
nope
wise
for me.
It's a lot of kills. Mm.
God.
But this is what Bloodthirsty is. It's about grinding. You can chase the rares.
I like grinding on the rares.
I like grinding on the rest. Exactly. Mm-hmm. I like to grind. Grind it up. Do not say a word, Stone. Anyway.
Clipping that. Somebody clip that. Because I'm taking that bit out. Hold on. 753. Yep. This is where we get the pen and the paper. 753.
Oh, God damn it.
Yeah. Yeah, boy. All right. That's four. It's 43 minutes in, right, into the recording. 43 minutes. All right. There we go. All right. Awesome. Sounds like you had a great week.
It was good. Well, it was only really a couple of days.
A lot of grinding. Sounds like it's right up your alley.
Yeah. Yes, it was good. Anyway, I'm really happy. 56 to 60. I've got a 50s to 60s and now a 70s in the Bloodthirsty. Wow. I'm really excited.
Okay, so just...
very, very happy.
Like, not, you know, to be a dink. Just play patiently. Mm. Play overly cautious, because I would really hate for something bad to happen. I'm gonna knock on wood, right? Because having your character, you as a person, having your characters so high, man, I don't want to see you if those things die. So
I'll be a mess if the warrior dies.
Play cautiously.
Because she's been going. Yeah.
Please.
But on the good thing about, and admittedly on the, they're all got their basic green gear on. So I think I've got some rings on the warrior. Mm-hmm. I don't think I've got any like extra slot stuff on the hunter and the warrior. It's just the, you know, chest, legs, cape, gloves, boots, you know, like the normal stuff. So I don't have any trinkets. I don't have any rings. The warrior, though, I think I have got rings on the warrior. So, and that was only because I picked them up and I was like, oh, well, hell yeah, let's put them on.
Sorry, I noticed something on the overlay and it's driving me nuts. I gotta fix it. You probably won't notice it. Done.
Okay.
All right, done. It's just me being
me. Best meme of the week.
Awesome.
Uh-huh.
Awesome.
Okay.
I just those kills. Oh my god. Because even now with my bloodthirsty, when I can't find rares, I'm killing things for like 250, 275 per kill. Mm-hmm. It's terrible. Where you can kill the rare and different. You get like with Restus like 8,000, nine. Like for one kill. Like, oh my god, this is fantastic. Just go.
Well, the hunter got over 11,000 on the mammoth kill. Mm-hmm. Rested. Yeah, rested.
11,000?
11,000 XP.
Nice.
Normal, I was getting, I think, about 600, 700. So, I mean, that's huge. And that's rested. Okay. The warlock, I can't remember. I think I was getting about 10,000. On when I hit Swamp of Sorrows, I think it was about 10,000 XP, which then dropped down to about 5 when I'd run out, because obviously pushing through 2 levels. So, but it's just fun. I just like chasing them on your under 60s.
Yeah.
Like just jump and see how many and how fast and how long does it take. And, you know, it's that little game of let's hunt the rares. So you can't do that with the high. I mean, you can, but you're going to spend hours flying round and round. You might as well pick a spot and grind, like just kill stuff. So anyway, that's been my week.
Okay. All right, here we go.
Breaking now, news from the World of Warcraft with Lita and Stone.
Wow, that only took 4 seconds. I have put this thing on my high scanner exclusion list, and it's still scanning stuff, so I don't understand why it's still deciding to go do it. I'll figure it out.
Okay, weird.
Okay, so Trial of Style is not allowed, no grouping. I was getting it confused, I think, last week with, what the hell was it? The auction, not the, auction house,
dance party.
Yeah. Because you get a buff from in there.
Yeah. Right?
So I was getting confused with that one.
Yeah.
But yeah, trial of style, you can't do it cause you can't group. I was going to say you could do it on a bloodthirsty team, but no, you can't because bloodthirsty teams can't wear green gear. Man, if only we had like a green team where everybody on your team could join, because then you could all wear green gear. Then you could do trial of style. Hmm. So the list, you know how I said I was going to put it up on the front page. So it's coming. Mm. So basically, I've left it off because I just want to keep an eye on it for differences between the reports that I get every day to what I see on the list. And I found another little thing. So I wanted to make sure that this trial of style in the group, I think it's five people, right? It's gotta be 5 people in your group.
I don't think it's six. Five.
Yeah, I think it's a group of 5 and then the 3. Oh, Hadley says 6. Really? Okay. Well then yeah, maybe then just, no, then you can't even do it as a green team. Thanks, Niecy.
I thought
it was 5, and then you'd have those 3 people vote for the 2 that were up, right? And then whoever wins, and then there's got to be 3 votes, right? But I don't know. Okay, anyways, well, I guess you still can't do it. So, Trial of Style. So the list... basically, I found a issue where it was different from the podcast report that we get every day versus the page. So I tweaked another little thing. So I just wanted to make sure it's still good. So one of my issues with the list, okay, is that it's going to reset every week on Saturdays at 5:30. Okay. And when I went to go look at the list, basically right now, if I go look at the list right now, let's refresh this list. I have eight people in irons, three people in bloodthirsty, two in pacifist, one in tin, two in green, no one in teams. Okay.
Right.
So I'm not as concerned about the list, how it looks on the front page as we come to the end of a week. It's more at the, when we reset it. Right. So I don't personally like having an empty list. So I just need to figure out how I'm going to deal with having a list where there's nobody on there yet.
Yeah.
I have a couple of thoughts I might do. I don't know what, but it's just, yeah, I don't know. So meanwhile, if you go look at the page right now, it's the same data pretty much all the time and it doesn't get changed. Right. So I don't want to not show anything, right? Like, let's say if blood teams had no one in there, then I don't think I'd want to hide that. I think I'd want to show it, but I need to present it better than just being like, it's empty. That's it. But I don't know how I would do that. The other thought is that I would only show irons and make it like the top 10 of irons this week. But I feel like, I think we're like me, like while I feel that irons are our main thing, yes, we do other things here and I want to give equal space, right?
Yeah.
So I don't think I would just show an iron only list. And the other option I was thinking of is showing a random list that had a certain amount of people in it every time you refresh the page. I don't know if I'd want to do that because, you know, one time somebody comes to our site and only sees tin, right? And then another time somebody only sees blood. I think I'd want them all up there. So then I'm back to, well, what do I do with an empty list? And I don't quite know yet. So it's eventually going to get done. I just don't know when specifically, date or time wise, and what and how that's going to look for empty lists. That's why it hasn't changed. So far, I haven't put it up there right now because I was finding small differences between my website list and the podcast report, which the podcast report we use for the show, and I find is better. Thank you for muting because I don't want to have to just drop my headphones and have to go pee because you're pouring coffee, and you can't hear this now if you're on the podcast, but you can see it if you're here watching. So maybe making no new data at this time. Yeah, I don't know. I'm probably going to put something like no one here add or level up your character or something. I don't know. And then you can have your character here. I don't know. It's just, I don't necessarily like having an empty list show up. It looks bad. I feel. Anyways. So that's it. No other news really, honestly.
Okay.
Besides them adding in the Caverns of Time portal sometime soon. And I heard that. That was awesome. I think I was talking through that, unfortunately. But we're gonna go check that. At 54 minutes. All right.
Okay. That's because my stupid belly.
First state of the challenge.
And drinking.
Because I would love to have
it's
that.
It's because of air.
Sure. Revert to the old max level list. Yeah, I mean, I could. But for things like we're like blood teams, I mean, we don't have that up there right now, but I would like to show that. But honestly, we get like two teams. Right. But we're not visible with it, and we're not exactly going out of our way to say, hey, we have blood teams, right? I think we're in a better spot where I don't think we have as many problems as like we had with Five. Five couldn't add his character for like months. Why? Because of us, right? So I don't think we're at that point now. I think we're in a better spot, but I don't know. I think that's a good idea. Fair. We'll just have to see when we get there, I guess. All right, let's do Date of the Challengers.
All right. Okay. All right. I'll do the
green. All right. Okay. So for irons, we have number 10, Feral Dino at level 62. Number 9, Feral Lyric at level 63. Number 8, Ashes Hunts, level 70. Number 7, we have Iron Dan at 74. Number 6, we have Ozzy. AZ at level 80, because it's AASY, so I don't know who that is. Number 5, we have Q2 at level 89. Number 4, we have Mortal Stir is dead at level 94. This is the one he was telling us about in chat. Yeah, where he was in Gorgrund, I think, or something like that. I think he was somewhere there and he died. Yeah. Number 3, we have Tej Bigriz got red flagged at level 95 for equipping one green slot. I believe that was also in chat. I think that was Corpse Grind in Discord was saying that they equipped a trinket by accident because they were trying to right click on it to sell to a vendor, and the vendor walked away and closed the window and he equipped it. Left click, drag it in all the time. I've done the same thing.
Yep.
I feel your pain. Not as high, but past a certain point that I felt really bad when it happened. Yeah. So, yeah. We have number 2 is Shinari at level 95, and then number 1 is Shinari again at level 110. They're both on different realms. So, nice. Bloods.
Wow. Okay. Bloods. We have got Bloodzorts at 49. Sanguistone hit 54. Blood Trap is 54 as well. Blood Lita, 56. Ooh. Yay. Soul Snuffer. I have to think about that every single time, Nisi.
Why?
Because I think it messed that up really bad. It doesn't matter. 62. This week is Blood Leader at 63. Yay. Calamoon hit 70. And Blood Leader hit 70. Wow. Well done. Soulful Whore hit 91. And I have to say, very excited for her. Super, super excited. But our Bloodthirsty Queen has reached max on Soul Shield, hit 120 this week. This is our second regular BFA Bloodthirsty. Congratulations, Nisi. What did she say? 43,000 kills? Yep.
Screw that noise.
Well done, Nisi. Lord. I love it. I love it. I think that's amazing.
I mean, yeah, I think it's amazing too. Oh, she says just under, but still,
doesn't matter. It's a lot.
That's a lot. Ton. Wow. Mm-hmm. Oh, I think it was like 42, and now she has an exact number.
42,828.
Doesn't matter. Like that.
That's amazing.
Yeah.
Well done.
Good Lord.
And I think I heard that you said that you'd put her away. You've put her away and just been like, I'm not touching her because just going to keep her safe.
So that's
amazing. Congratulations.
Good Lord.
Well done. Wow, we didn't lose any bloods this week. Go Bloodthirsties.
She is stripped and on vacation.
Wow.
That's some vacation.
Sounds like... Stone's kind of vacation. I was going to say, because that's not mine.
It's not what I heard.
Shut up.
Hey, Alita.
Pacifist, thank all you, right. Stone. Please.
All right. So, number 10, we have Kill Nun at level 30. Number 9 is Floreal at level 32. We have at number 8 is Posey Picker at level 33. Number 7 is Jahania at level 33. Number 6 is Awesome Blomster. That's Awesome Trousers. Nice. Level 46. Number 5, Pasilita is level 58. Very nice. Number 4 is Zaya Passy at level 61. Number 3, Garrity Cat died at level 64.
No.
Good lord. I wonder what happened.
Yeah.
Yeah. No. Number 2, we have Passive 10 at level 66. Number 1, we have Gentle Soul at level 89. Very nice, Nisi. Before we move on, can you tell me what Soul Snuffer looks like to you and what you would say?
No.
Soul Snuffer. Can you type it to me in our chat?
No. Later. Not now. Not now. Because...
No, I really don't know. I'm looking at it. I'm like, well, what could Soul Snuffer look like?
Oh. Every time, it doesn't matter. Every time I see the name, it throws me. Now I'm going to cough.
Are you okay?
Anyway.
Jeez. Jeez Louise.
Scaredy Cat. Really sorry about Scaredy Cat. Wonder what happened. So that was a definite death and not
dead. No, they were dead. They are dead.
Dead. Okay. All right. Okay, let's do 10. So this week we have got QQ hit 27.
Have fun.
Ivaru is red flagged at 28. I apologize. You know I butcher names. Two rare slots were equipped. Ooh.
That's not good.
Okay. Uh-oh. Maybe they just decided not to.
I kept the two rares equipped because I think what I saw as well was that they equipped a whole bunch of other stuff. So I think they probably had one and then they were like, oh crap. And so then they just equipped everything. So I just left it at the two rares and
Okay.
But there was, because tins, like, they can die, right? So there was no other flag for like other stuff. It was just gear. So it must have just been one thing. And then they realized what happened. So, you know what? Okay. Hold on. This is level 28. I was seeing on Twitter. I think this is, there's a streamer. Her name is, I'm going to say Quissy because I don't know how to pronounce the name, but it's Quissy. She equipped a Ring of the Fool on one of her characters, but I think it was an iron, and I thought it was around that level, and it was like a green equip, and she was like, oh, it's funny because she equipped a green Ring of the Fool, you know, she's the fool, right? You know, whoops. Yeah. But I thought that was an iron, but I'm not 100% sure. So maybe that was it. Maybe it was a tin. I don't know now. Anyways, okay. Sorry. Well, yep.
Good story.
Squirrel.
Thanks.
Okay, next.
Okay. Back to, so Biscotti hit 31. Grandma?
Cut out there.
Mama? 31? Yeah. Tin Wagon? Wagon. 33. Zotsmu hit 34. Arundel hit 50. Yesen hit 51. Faran hit 58. And Ferriskay hit 94. Well done, guys. Been busy. Okay, greens.
All right, greens. We got Ivana, number 10, is level 61. Number 9, we have Shalira at level 62. Number 8, we have Farah Verde at level 63. Number 7, we have Darvix Dead at 65. Number 6, we have Lil Bit Green Dead at 68. Sorry, Rogue Slayer. Yep. Number 5, we have Holiness at level 70. Number 4, we have Eva Green at level 70. Number 3, we have Fairy Shammy. I believe that is Winema's at level 71. Number 2, we have Denimi Life at level, is dead at level 73. So it's like an anime life, but with no A, it's like a D instead.
Oh, so, okay. Yep.
Yeah. And number 1, we have Fairy Vert at level 106. So congrats to all of yous, yous guys. So yous. For iron teams, we have level at number 4, we have Team Theos is dead at level 22. Number 3, Team Puppet Rides again at level 28. I have to do the pause because it's just,
yeah.
I put my artistic flair on it. Number 2, nice. Lord Thunder and Jesus Bye is back in the list. Number 28. At level 28, sorry, not number 28. Because that would be terrible. And number 1, 51 Shades of Grey is level 67. Congrats. Hey, Awesome Trousers.
Nice.
And hey, blood teams, we have none. We have no blood teams. None. Zero.
Taco.
I'm looking at Taco and 5.
Where's 5?
What up, yo?
What happened? Week off?
What up?
Someone on holidays? No, Taco was on holidays the other week. It's 5 on holidays. What's happened?
That's all 5. That's all 5. Oh, there's that bus. Oh. What was that bump? Well,
hang on.
I think that was 5.
Wasn't that supposed to be? He just didn't want to play. Okay. He needs a break. Understand that. All right. That's okay. Sometimes you get that. Out of
time on your second account at the moment. God damn it.
Right. Isn't it supposed to be free weekend? No.
It is a free weekend. Yes, it is. It is a free weekend. Because Carrie and I played together. Played World of Warcraft. So we played our characters that we had from back in Classic or Vanilla.
I was going to say, and, 15 years ago.
Yeah, and they were level... I was 43, she was 44, and we got to 48 and 47. So we gained four levels. And it was really interesting hearing some of the questions she had. It was like, well, I need to get food. Where can I get food? I'm like, why do you need food? I'll just heal you. And she's like, well, I need food for my pet because otherwise my pet gets mad at me. I'm like, no, pets don't get mad now. And she's like, what? So it's been that long. It's been that long.
Oh my God.
So she's remembering it the old way. And it was like, this is a completely new game for her. Mm. It's wow. It's like, holy cow. All right. Nice. So let's do chit chat.
Mm-hmm. This just in, it's chit chat.
Nice. All right. So this is where you can send in your tips, tricks, your jokes, your questions, puns, all of those kinds of things. Stone, it's all up to you. Do it. What's Azzy's? Go for it. Right. I'm listening. Not reading.
We have a message from Azzy. What does a vegan zombie eat? What does a vegan zombie eat? Grains.
Okay. Thanks, Azzy.
Wow.
It's kind of cute in a
Yeah, I thought it was gold. Okay.
Was not good. Quite gold. It's not bad. It's like a dad joke, kind of. Cool.
What's anyway. Wrong with dad jokes? Excuse me?
Well, I'm not a dad.
I am. So
I know you are. Hence why I say. Okay, from Corpse Grind. Jesus. I made a level 1 barracks, but now have this button called the arms on screen all the time. Is it okay to use it, or it's a no, just as garrison level 2?
Right, okay. So, you know, the level 2 garrison, level 2 barracks, yeah. You can't use mm-hmm. that because it gives you a guard at all times. You can use that at all times. You're not allowed to use the level 2 barracks with your Shadow Moon Valley thing. Yes, you can yep. use the call to arms. It's on a 5-minute cooldown. Yes, you can use that.
Okay.
There is a special section on the rules for Draenor rules. And I think really okay. the only thing for irons really that you can't do is the Arrak Inn, because it gives you bonus XP. That's the only thing. Okay. Everything else is fine.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Okay.
Thank you. Got a message from Jan. If I want to do the Iron Team challenge as an allied race, I have to unequip all the gear, green gear, right? But can I sell it after, or do I have to delete or keep it in my bags? Yes, you can do so on an allied race is okay. Wow, Lita, listen, it was not silver. It was not a silver joke. It was not a copper joke. A penny is made of copper, Missy. Unless it's like zinc. Where you're from.
We don't have pennies here. I just
well, we don't have them anymore either, but that should be copper. That's why they don't do it now, because copper is worth more. Yeah. Anyways. Listen, Azzy, that was a good one. All right. Okay. So yes, you can do an allied race. Just as soon as you log in, strip it all off. You can sell it, because really it's, you get copper. You don't get enough to be like, oh my God, you get tons of gold. Mm. So you can sell it. It's yours. You can keep that in your bags if you want, but really you need to unequip it before you list your tune. Otherwise you will get red flagged.
Yeah.
That's it. Go.
Yeah. Don't create the character.
Unless
log out without taking any, log back in, take it out. Take the clothes off. Don't do that.
What? No. What? Take off your clothes, log out, register your tune. Right?
Yeah.
Right. Okay.
Yeah. But don't log in and forget, then log out.
Right. And still have the gotcha. On. Gotcha. Unless there's a green team, and then if you had a green team challenge, then you can play an allied race and just go. You just have to register your team at level 20. Just saying. Mm. Next question.
If we had any.
Yeah, I know. It's just a shame that we don't. Mm.
It's a shame we don't. Yeah. Okay, so next one is from Kyoki? Is sure. Zandalari ally race allowed for Iron Man challenge? Zandalari.
Yeah, the trolls.
Yeah.
It's just on a separate list.
Section. Yeah. Because it's allied race.
And eventually what will happen is that when I get the filter thing up, I need it. All the races and all the classes will be appearing on one list. It's just that by default, the hero classes and the allied races classes will not be enabled on that filter. So you have to go in and select, yes, show me these ones. But they will all be in one list eventually when I get to that point. I have a list of things that I want to do. Do you want to... Oh, that's not... Yeah, well, there you go. So you see some of my list here. These are part of my waypoints, as you can see on Lita's face here. I've put my waypoints on Lita's face. My to-do list, I have 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11. I have 11 things on my list of things to do that I want to do. But if if I do it all at once, I'm going to screw it up, right? So I can't do it all at once. I got to do it when I'm in the right frame of mind. Did you mess this up? Look at that. Look at this. You put the period in the wrong place.
How am I messing anything up?
Yeah, I think you did. All right. All right.
How?
So, I mean, you did copy the show notes over, right? So I lay everything at your feet.
Ah, stone, bite me. Okay, next.
Okay. Where?
No.
Okay. All right.
Oh, jeez.
It's just an inside joke that people don't know about. It's okay. It's funny. And I like to do it because it really makes this happen. It makes this happen. It's fantastic.
Because it annoys the crap out of me.
Oh, yeah. Annoys you. She blushes. It's fantastic.
Shut up.
Okay. So, I don't think we had. I don't think we had any Iron Elite this week. Any new Iron Elite this week. So, but I am going to thank everybody that does support the site through whichever method you choose to do. And as a reminder, I'm going to be updating the Twitch stuff like once a month. So if you drop off, you have a chance to come back on without your name coming off the list. So. And if it comes off the list, sorry, I'll try and get you back on as soon as I notice it. And if I don't notice it, let me know, because the Twitch part, I don't get an email thing. So I wouldn't know. So thank you to Ali, Azzy, Boz, Crash Landing 99, much like a certain someone's attempts at wooing someone else I know, just it's fantastic. LB Fair Five Runner, Frosley Sparksman, oh, she's gonna kill me. Grand Negus, Introvert Genius, Cal Lamoon, Cashbringer, Cash Me Outside, Carice, an Anonymous Koala. Layla, Lisanne, Mrs. Raku, Kuru, Never Died, Nisi, O Canada, Periton, P.S. Ducky, Rude De Bruin, Soylent Greener, because it's better than being just Soylent Green, Stir, Swing Cat, which is Kevin, Taco, Thelani. Well, he prefers to be called Kevin.
Mm-hmm.
So that's why we call him that. We call him by his real name, not his online handle. So Taco, Thelani, Tiber, aka Tiber, Toasty, Tuli, Turwinkle, Two Frog, Alminia, Unamathil, what? Winema, Zaya, Zorts, what? Well, what? Anyways, thank you very, very much.
Thank you, guys.
Did I say Zorts?
Thank you. We appreciate it.
I did say Zorts, right?
You said Zorts.
Okay. All right.
Yeah.
All right. Cool. We appreciate it very much. It certainly helps.
You.
That's for sure. And to our mods, Awesome Trousers, Boz, Fair, Nisi, Stir, Zaya, Zorts. Thank you very, very much.
You guys.
Hold on.
Thank you.
Thank you. Thank you. That will show up on the screen eventually. Thank you very much.
I just got it.
Wow.
Nice.
Okay.
Feel the love, guys. And feel the love right there.
If you want to watch a live recording, you can, like these wonderful people have in Twitch on pretty much every weekend. I think we're going to be off in April for Easter, I think. I think we're off
Easter
there.
Off.
Yep.
Off Easter.
Right. We're not off all of April. We're just off Easter in April. Sorry. Usually we're here if you want to catch a show. Why did you put this in? Lita, what are you doing?
Excuse me. That's not me. That's you.
No.
That's you.
So you can join these wonderful people to watch us record a live show and watch me deal with all of her nonsense. So sorry. Thank you to Awesome Trousers, Boz, Fair, Lita. Lita, Nisi, Stir, Annette's, Banan. Hold, I'm gonna get this right. Hold on. Banan. Yeah, Dave. Mm-hmm. Dave the Hunter, Fardag, mm-hmm. Elby, Ash, Azzy, Cretan. I don't want to say Cretan, but Cretan. Pulitzer? Is that a bot? I don't know if that's a bot. Well, that other one's a bot. Soylent Greener. Delph Dadury. Hey, thank you. Hey, I don't know if you got my thank you, but we're going to do it while I see that you're here in Twitch. Thank you very much for your donation to my ALS walk fund. Thank you. Thank you, Dattery, Stealth Dattery. Thank you. Well, that's what I do. If somebody donates, I want to make sure I give them the thank you. Okay, Ted.
Give you the finger point.
Yeah, the finger. I'm going to give you the finger. Tiber, a.k.a. Tiber, and bot, I think. So I think those two are bots, I'm pretty sure. And if not, then is there a blushing emoji? Maybe. I don't know. Sorry. So wrap up.
Maybe.
Wrap it up so you don't have any more kids. Wrap it up. Okay. So Saturday, next show is Saturday, March the 30th at 7 p.m. Eastern. That is Toronto, North America time. Okay. Eastern. Okay. Why did you make a face? That's the time.
Trying to find a blush emote. Oh,
trying to find a blush emote?
I'm looking and I'm like, I can't.
I mean, you can just use your face when I say certain things. It's funny.
Shut up.
So next week we will not have a guest on. Next week is going to be a interesting show. That's all. And I'm hoping that we can get Winema on another day. Cause I definitely would like to get her on, to chat. Just reading some of the stuff that she had replied to was like, I would love to hear from her like in person, right? Versus just text. So,
We will organize another time. That suits with her, and but we may need to call in some of the big guns just to
stir,
help.
Stir,
fair,
stir, maybe. Fair.
Yeah.
Yep.
Yeah. So we will talk after. Okay. Anyway, for all the details, don't forget, check out wowchallenges.com. That is the website with all the information about our Discord, Facebook, Twitch, Twitter, and YouTube channels, as well as all the information on the challenges. Don't forget about them. You can listen to us via Google Play, iTunes, Spotify, and Stitcher Radio. You can send us an email, whether it is questions, tips, tricks, jokes, whichever, just not spam. Just please send it to podcast@wowchallenges.com. As much as we appreciate getting spam emails, we do appreciate the genuine emails. Terrible. So send them there. Terrible. Stone, where can we find you?
You can find me on Twitter at STONEGRASP, like I am grasping a single stone. Stone grasp. As well as the Adventures in Azeroth podcast. Oh, good job fixing that, Lita. Where can we find you? She's playing around in the show notes. She's telling me that, oh, I didn't do anything. Yeah. See, she's doing stuff.
You all right, normally go. Have fixed yeah. that. Sure, sure. I'm surprised. Mm-hmm. Anyway, you can find me on Twitter at Lita.
Whoa. No. You have to redo it again. It cut out as you were saying your Twitter name. Your sound cut out as you were saying your name.
Oh, my sound?
Yep.
Okay. So on Twitter, you can find me at Lita Wow, LETAWOW, as well as my show Behind the Avatar. Other than that, big thank yous, as always, to Mark Conan and Epic Insanity, because they do intro and outro. Well, it's no use repeating it twice. You've already said that we do that. He's just blown it up really big. And Adventures in Azeroth. We need to do another show. I know. Okay.
How big can it go? There.
That's what she said. Anyway, big thank you. I know I can't read what I was trying to say. Big thank you to Mark Conan and Epic Insanity because they do our intro and our outro, and we like to give them huge props because they are amazing friends who have helped us out. So Mark Conan, you can find on Twitter at Mark Conan Wow, and Epic is at Epic_Insanity. You can check out Epic Shows, Frozen Nerds, and Epic Questions. So go show them some love because we do love our intro and our outro from these guys. Other than that, 5's here. Woke up in time to catch the end.
Wakey, wakey.
Welcome. Wakey, welcome, wakey. Welcome. I say something, but I'm not. Anyway, other than that, have a good week, guys. Take it easy. Be safe. Both in and out of game, all of that kind of jazz. Mm-hmm. Have fun. Be good. Bye.
I don't know. I was waiting for you to say something else. But all right. Bye.
The WoW Challenges Podcast is a World of Warcraft gaming podcast. Produced by Stone and Lita. Copyright 2018. Portions of this podcast belong entirely to Blizzard Entertainment. The music used on the show belongs to Kevin MacLeod, and you can find his great royalty-free music at incomputech.com. No copyright infringement is intended.